Hello, hello. I'm Toy Johnson Vincent. That's Coach Toy to you out there. Guess what, folks? You won't believe it. I have a returned guest and I'm loving it. You're going to see her smile. For those of you who will see all of this via Zoom, it's just amazing. She's bringing all of her brightness again back to the stage of Speak to Me First podcast show. And again, make sure that you tune in. And if when you do tune in and see this episode, share the link, because there's somebody out there who has dealt with grief. If you haven't already, today will make a lot of sense on, you know, just listening to someone else's journey. And again, her name is Tina Kadish. K-A-D-I-S-H. That's right. And I'm Coach Toy, your no sugarcoating coach. I help you both navigate your career and your life skills journey. But today is not all about my journey, although you will know, those of you who know me, know I've had my own journey with grief in terms of losing my own toddler-aged daughter while I was in my early to mid-20s. And you know, today I am honored to have this guest, Tina Kadish, come back and talk about her journey with the loss of her own daughter, and also sharing about her latest project, her book, which is entitled From Pain to Peace, A Mother's Heartbreaking Journey Through Losing a Child. No further ado, welcome, welcome back, Tina, Coach Tina Kadish. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for having me back. It's a pleasure. I was so impressed, you know, being a guest on your last podcast. And so I'm glad to be back here today with you to share of my latest book project that based on my daughter passing away in 2020.
2020, yes. And you know, we're only in 2022. So I know the emotional pain is still somewhere. It just kind of sits out there. But you're going to be able to take us through some things in your book and what made you decide to write the book. And for those of us who will see us on Zoom, listen, folks, you know, it's technology. If the screen freezes, don't worry. Tina will come back. She'll log out and come back. Or me, vice versa. I'm going to keep talking just to let Tina know I'm not going to hang up. So anyway, so tell us, Tina, since your last project and now this is amazing, because I said the last time I spoke with you, I would love to be on a panel where we talk about openly about grief, but particularly where there has been parent or parents who have lost a child, no matter what the age. Like, again, my daughter was only, you know, a toddler, 2 years of age, due to congenital heart disease, to be specific. But with you, your daughter was obviously much older. She was an adult. What inspired or made you decide to write this book?
So that's a question that I've been asked more frequently lately. And because my daughter, you know, passing away July 2nd, 2020, at the young age of 37 from ovarian cancer. Mm-hmm. And so when this happened, which, by the way, 8 months from diagnosis to passing away. So I only had 8 months of dealing with chemo, COVID, bowel obstruction, no clinical trials, trying to get second opinions, all within an 8 month period. And to die in front of me in the hospital. And so it was very heartbreaking. I never thought my daughter would pass away, because I'm a believer. I believe in miracles. I have faith. And I thought there would be a solution, because I'm always about a solution. You know, and however, God had another plan, unfortunately. And so when this happened, I said, what do I do next? Like, what do I do now? My career has been focusing on helping women with their careers and finding their purpose. And I said, now what do I do? I'm like, so like stuck. And I said, I got to share my story. I've got to share my journey. And it was really within a short period of time. When she passed away, the first thing I did was write a magazine article. Then I wrote a chapter in a book, a collaboration project. And then I said, I need to expand my story. about my daughter, because one thing I want everyone to know is the beautiful soul that my daughter was.
Yes.
I didn't want her to be forgotten.
Okay.
And that was really what I wanted to really start the messaging. And also that there are a lot of moms, dads out there that have lost a child like yourself. And what do they do?
Yeah.
How do they get through the day, one day at a time? And so it took me about a year, because I started it 2 years ago, writing this book.
Wow.
And about a year and a half, writing it, grieving, dealing with, you know, all the things to deal with. And so, but I really wanted to share a message that people need to know her. I want to create a legacy. And that's part of my story, that I want to create a legacy for her. I really do. I don't want her to be forgotten.
Right.
That's what enabled me to start.
And a lot of that too, where when you think about it as being an author, you know, you're probably just writing, you have pads all over the place. I envision it because I'm in it. I tell everybody, and I'm sure somebody's going to call me out on Toy, Coach Toy, you've been talking about writing a book. Yes, people, I haven't forgot. I'm on it. Because I have several stories of resilience in my life. But what I know for sure, just listening to what you said, and by the way, if you're listening to, and I'm hoping everybody will listen to this, but we're not clinical psychologists. We're not MDs. We're none of that. This story and this podcast, particularly this interview, is really coming from the heart of our own personal journeys. And today it really is about Tina Kadish and trying to help you to say, hey, you know, this is what happened, which is unprovoked, nothing that we can do. We understand death is a natural part of life. It's kind of, you know, weird in that sense, but it really is. And so all of us deal with grief differently. Outside of the five stages of grief, which I remember in college listening to Kubler-Ross, you know, Dr. Kubler-Ross, I'm thinking, well, I knew nothing about it. And who knew it in my early 20s that I too would be a part of something that has changed my life forever. And I have no other children. So, you know, and of obvious changed her father's life, you know, forever as well. And the point is that, you know, I love the way that you just sat down and you just did it, even through the grief and the pain as you were writing the words. And then I don't know if you started balling up paper. I mean, you know, when somebody is thinking about writing their book and maybe on a similar subject, what is the first thing you would tell them that they should be prepared for?
Because writing a book is a major project. It's my second book. And creating an outline is what I had to do first. And what did I want to get out there? But I did work with someone. I was part of a writer's circle. And who helped me with getting it all down and organizing it. And so I started really taking a lot of notes. I started creating an outline. But through working with someone. I didn't do this alone. Okay? And because when we are sharing our story, I wanted to get it out there in a way that, yes, it's from my heart, it's my experience. I'm not telling people what they need to do, not do, because grief is different for everybody.
Okay.
It really is. And there's some people that can't even get out of bed, and they can't function at all. And you know, I'm a resilient person. I have faith. I believe that, you know, my daughter used to say this, everything happens for a reason, Mom. And so what is the reason? And that's the first question I asked myself when she passed away.
Yes.
Okay, what's the reason now and what do I do? And so I think for me, it was really working with someone to help me get my thoughts down on paper, creating an outline. I did mind mapping. I did a mind map. And in the center was my audience. What do I want them to learn? Okay. What do I want them to walk away with? And so that's a process.
Yeah, that's a process.
It really is. It really is a process. Mm-hmm. And so it takes time. Mm-hmm. And writing, throwing it out, not liking it, and crying throughout the process, because everything is coming back. Because as I'm writing, all the different experiences have returned. So a lot of that pain has come back. And I was trying to even come up with a title. And I said, what is my goal? My goal is that I want people to, it starts with pain. Mm-hmm. How can they somehow find peace? Now, I'm not saying that I'm there 100% myself. Okay? Because every day is, every day you live with it. Okay? And that's true that I'm learning from other people.
Yes.
Because I've done some interviews with other moms and that I've gotten their ideas and their thoughts. Every day we are grieving for our loved one. Mm-hmm. Every day we miss them. Mm-hmm. Every day we might have a thought, a moment, something that comes to us. Mm-hmm. And we remember that person. And so I wanted to create, and maybe I went off your question.
No, tell me, I know we're talking about even, I'm going to extend that. And talk about the legacy, because again, your daughter and thank you for sharing so deeply, because again, they say depending on how the person passed away, in this case, we're talking very close. It's the child. And what I do understand from reading and listening to other, you know, really medical professionals, they have said, psychologists and psychiatrists, they will tell you, any one of them, is that the loss of a child is the most traumatic loss, period.
It is.
That's what they say. And you think about, you don't bury your children, they bury you. And that's where the resilience later on comes in. Wow. At this juncture, because again, we've both gone through it, and me, I was much younger. I was green. I didn't even, you know, wonderful father and everything. And again, we weren't married at the time, you know, so that was where in my 20s, but the grief, you know, for both of us would have been traumatic. And then it's how one another dealt with it. I kind of stayed to myself for the most part, you know, and that may not have been the best choice. So when you look at, when you talk just about resilience, because I always talk about resilience on this show, how did you, you know, I know it's day to day, but are there some steps that you've taken to do that? And by the way, hold up that book for a moment, because I want people who may, and hey guys, look, check this out. Tina Kadish, she is a business coach. She takes you from corporate right out of that boardroom to, if you're interested in becoming your own boss, if you will, entrepreneurship. But today it's all about that book. I'm going to say, hold that up one more time, Coach Tina. There it is, the book, From Pain to Peace, A Mother's Heartbreaking Journey of Losing Her Child. And right now, thank you, Tina. About resilience, what are there steps to get there? And I mean briefly, and then how we, you know, some of the things you did.
Yeah, so things that I've done, resilience. I'm a fighter by nature, okay? And one day at a time, that I would take a step to, okay, Tina, what can I do today? Or to do something positive. God, I would pray. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I took my Bible, and when my daughter passed away, I actually threw it away. Okay, that's how my faith was shattered. And a couple weeks later, I took my Bible back, and I started reading, because I enlisted in pastors. Cousin of mine, he's a minister, had a conversation with him, and so I started getting back to that. But so my resilience came from praying, journaling, writing down my thoughts, how I felt every day. You know, anything that I felt, I got my thoughts on paper. Okay. And that, and resilience during the process of her journey, I just put everything in her, and I didn't even think of me. I was all in and looking for solutions, getting second opinions, just dealing with all of that mm-hmm. and caring for her and going to her chemo treatments and not being able to see her while COVID hit in 2020. She was in the hospital March of 2020. Mm. COVID hit, couldn't see her for over a month, okay? And they couldn't even see her. And she was in the hospital multiple times during her 8-month period. So we didn't get to see her a lot either. So my resilience was really about, while she was going through the journey, just being the mom, being the take charge person that I am, looking for solutions. And that's still me today. My resilience is really just that every day I just keep going, and take time to reflect, take time for self-care has also kept me resilient. Mm-hmm. My family, my support, I have a great husband, I have my son, I have great friends, I have great business colleagues. My daughter had amazing friends and network that are in touch with me, that were there for me. Mm-hmm. As well as their moms were there for me. Mm-hmm. So what kept me going and the resiliency really kept me from the support that I've gotten. I even worked with a grief counselor and met with her therapist after she passed away. I even joined a Bible study to really learn more about the Bible. Because like I said, my faith was shattered. Mm-hmm. So I think that my resiliency came from all those multiple sources. Mm-hmm. And in my book, I talk about mental strength. It's a chapter on having mental strength. Mm-hmm. How do I keep going every day? And it was really that belief that there is a God, even throughout this whole journey. Mm-hmm. For me, that's my belief. Not everybody may have that belief. And I still question, why did this happen? Mm-hmm. That we may never understand, why do things happen? There's so many people today that have lost a child that have happened. You know, we think back of all those poor children that died in Texas, that my heart breaks. And I actually gave my books to Texas. My publisher lives in Texas, close by, and I donated books. And perhaps they'll be in the hands of the parents, that's my goal, even every day, to read my book. And because my book is not about the stages of grief, even though I talk about it throughout, it's sprinkled in.
Right.
But it's more about how do we move on? Mm-hmm. What are some things you can do? In my book, I have reflection questions. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a whole chapter about finding joy again. How can you find joy?
We have to find joy. We have to find joy. You have to seek out joy. Joy is, you have to find it. And joy is really within the heart. Everything that we're talking about today, I'm listening to what you're saying. And I'm finding it really does. It comes normally when I'm talking about career development, I say it starts in the mindset and works its way down to the heartstrings. But today, for our listeners, I want to tell you on this particular subject and podcast episode, for me, it really pulls at my heartstrings first. Then I may start, you know, it goes just the opposite. It's like ascend and descend and ascend. And if you're on your computers, you use your mouse and you're going up and down. And that's what happens to feelings and emotions, no matter how long or how short. And so the joy, and you may have heard this, joy comes in the morning. You can have everything wrong all day, and then you go to sleep and you get up and it's a different day, you know? So those who are listening, I want them to know it is a different day if you're going through this grief. So we're not really honing in on 5 stages of grief. We know what they are, the anger, you know, the shock at first, and then you're kind of in disbelief. But that anger can come back and it can seep in and it can do things. But what I want to say to people, because neither one of us are clinical psychologists or psychiatrists, medically speaking, I want people to know if you are grieving and you need to get help, or you believe that you are just so overwhelmed because your family is around you, and then all of a sudden, if you're like me, and first of all, my family, you know, my mom and, you know, people that I knew that I was raised by, they were in New York, but I lived in Boston. So in the father's family, who was very loving, very caring, and very on point, including her father. And I want to thank that family, the father's family, for being there, for not only for him, but also for me, because I'm sure at some point, you know, somebody will listen and know this, and they'll know who her dad is. But I just want to say, in terms of joy, you know, I have joy in my heart. And yeah, so many years later, you know, I'm thinking, well, I don't want to be angry today, or sometimes I'm just thinking it's an anniversary. And that's what will come up. The birthdays will still come. The birth date will still come. The death date on the death certificate will come. And you may go into that closet and pull out something and start reading, or you're looking. Maybe some people out there, if you're like, and I have my daughter's picture on my phone. So, and you know, and that's how it is. You might create your own shrine. But what I want to say is that for me, I did not seek out help ever. And by the time I thought of it, I did not seek out professional help. I think I should have, now looking back at it. But I think I held a lot of that stuff in and just went on, you know. And then when I look at some of my behavior, I was like, oh, wow. Yeah, I probably should have talked to somebody. But again, I was in my 20s and I thought I would be resilient. Oh, I can handle this. I can do it on my own. I can talk about it. I don't need to talk about it with anybody. Her father knew about it. I knew about it. And that's all that anybody needs to know. And that was my attitude back then. But now I'm much more, you know, I'm older, I'm mature. And now I understand that was really a mistake, because I was young, you know, much younger. And now, you know, those things do seep in. So for people out there listening, we just want you to know, you know, things will get overwhelming, and they will.
They will.
Like Tina said, day to day.
They will get overwhelmed. And one thing that I've learned from other people is you've got to feel the feelings. Get into the feelings. And it's okay that if you spend the day or two in the feeling of those emotions, because there are days that I remember, and even today, when I talk, and I can feel it now.
Yeah.
It's still emotional.
Yes.
And tears still well up in my eyes when I just mention her name.
Yes, yes.
And it'll be 2 years next month. So how can I, then I shift and like, okay, I've tried to remember the good days. So bringing joy, it's all those memories. I was fortunate that I did have 37 years with her. I got to see her grow up. I got to see her do a lot of great things. We spent time together. We had a great relationship. So I'm very grateful that I had that relationship with her that some moms don't have with their daughters. So I was very grateful for that. I was grateful that I was with her in the hospital. And that's what also gives me joy, that I was there when she took her first breath and I was there when she took her last breath. And the joy for me going forward is I want her to be remembered. I want to create legacies. We created, speaking of legacy, I'll give an example. My daughter loved books. My daughter was a journalist, a writer. And she's probably looking down saying, Mom, I can't believe you wrote a couple books, because I hated to write. I did. And now she's probably saying, my God, I can't believe you did this. And I said, I can't believe you, I did so either. She loved books. So we created in our community something called Little Free Library. And I mentioned that in the book. So a legacy is, it's a place where people, it's like a house, a Little Free Library. .org is the name of the website, and you can donate books, take out books. It's a little house called Little Free Library, and we have it in her elementary school, where she loved, great memories, and it's been really used. People go there, they take out books, they put new books. I've had people donate books to me. My daughter has amazing collection of books that I still have, and because we were lover of books, both of us love to read, we would exchange books, we share that love. And so those are the memories of that come back to me, the times that we traveled together. Mm-hmm. You know, my daughter wasn't married, she didn't have any children. Okay. And so she didn't leave any kids behind, mm-hmm. or a husband. And so for me, I was happy that we had a good relationship. And her friends, you know, she did a lot. She was a giver. She was a great person, had a good soul. Mm-hmm. And so that's what gives me joy.
Good. You know? Because you deserve it, you know.
Yes.
And for the other parent, first of all, I just want to say you're listening to Tina Cadis. She's my guest. She's actually a return guest today, a business coach, fantastic, taking you from corporate right on into your own business. She shows you how to do it, folks. I'm not kidding. And she was going to present her website and information how to connect with her and her social media platforms. But this is really a personal journey from one mother who has lost a child to another mom, me, who has lost my daughter, although be it the age, we're very different. My daughter being a toddler aged child with congenital heart disease, and Tina's lost her daughter in her Tina's daughter was in her 30s to cancer. and before I jump into your corporate side, you know, I want to also say, when you think about the chapters in your book, before we move on to a different part of your thing, is there a particular chapter that really sticks with you? You say, you know, I can't believe I actually got through writing that. So that I know we want people to go buy the book, but is there one particular chapter you want to make sure, something that was, you know, really for you, that you wanted people to say, when you read that, it was just something of a feeling that you got, it really speaks to you. And just go ahead briefly, please.
All right. So I wrote a whole chapter about gratitude. Okay. And so losing a child, mm-hmm. people might be thinking, so what am I grateful for? I just lost the child. Mm. Okay. And which, to write a whole chapter on gratitude was something that I just can't believe that I wrote something on gratitude. But what I wrote in here is the gratefulness that I had with my daughter, the support that I received, because this is very important that all of us, for those of you that are listening here, where can you tap into getting support? Every day, what are you grateful for? I'm grateful that I had a great relationship with her. I'm grateful of all the help that I've gotten from her friends, my family. I'm grateful that I have a son who's alive today, mm-hmm. and he's the younger, and that he is my world, mm-hmm. you know, and he's, you know, my legacy, yeah. also, you know, and so I talk about legacy in my book. I have a whole chapter on legacy as well. And I could review some of the chapters, just if you people would like to hear the chapter headings. I don't have to review them. But gratitude and support was one that was hard for me to write.
Okay.
It really was. Mm-hmm. But when I started to pull out everything that I was grateful for, I'm glad I did it. Mm-hmm. Because I want you, I want everyone here to tap into the gratitude. You know, every day, what are you grateful for? Mm-hmm. And so when you think about your loved one, think of memories that you've had. Think of those experiences. Think about the person. I want people to think about the life that they've had, celebrating that instead of celebrating, not instead of going into the horror, the sickness, or whatever situation. The shock, you know, shock, and I even have a chapter on shock, mm-hmm. because this was a shock for us. My daughter was never sick in her life, and then gets diagnosed with 3C ovarian cancer, with chemo didn't work, no clinical trials were available. Mm-hmm. It's like, whoa, what do we do now? Mm-hmm. So that, I have a whole chapter on that, but I think gratitude really spoke to me, and I hope that it helps people to really understand that even through challenges, trauma, this is traumatic, mm-hmm. that we can somehow find the gratitude.
Yes. And we, the gratitude, I like it because all of the G's, it's good news in terms of gratitude. It's good news when you can remember. You know, I don't take memories lightly. And I'm one of those people, I don't know about you, everybody has their brain works in different ways, but I just happen to be someone who is very visual. And so I remember back to and including the day. I remember the day she was born. I remember what I was doing. I can pretty much almost tell you, other than a hospital gown, what I was wearing. With my daughter who came through multiple surgeries. But at the end of the day, I don't need to remember that. I know why she isn't here. And I know it's a power higher than me, although we know medical sciences can do but so much. So you do have to rely, if you do have a faith, whatever it is, and you know, you just have to rely on that. And if you have good family and friends or close friends that you are able to share things, I encourage people out there listening to this show today. And again, it's a tough subject. But when you don't talk about it, it really can eat at your heartstrings, even in a different way, not a good way.
Not a good way. Then you make a valid point, because it is a very difficult subject. And I think that it needs to come out more and more, because part of my healing was writing this book. Mm-hmm. Part of my healing is sharing my story, because maybe my story can help others. And that's my goal with this book, sharing my story. Can I help someone? Can I inspire someone that just lost their loved one? And now, because of my story, that they are able to get out of bed. Yeah. Maybe they'll now find some joy. Maybe they'll start to have a relationship with their spouse. Because keep in mind, too, and I mentioned this in my book, I'm very grateful that my marriage didn't fall apart because I lost my daughter. Does marriages fall apart? Has it changed? Has our marriage changed? Absolutely, it has changed. Yes, it has. And I've gotten support from my spouse, but it's a challenge because I am a different person. One thing that has changed is I take every day as a gift.
Not for granted, but as a gift. Okay.
As a gift. I don't take anything for granted anymore. And the things that I would find more important before are not important anymore. One day at a time, and I encourage everyone to live one day at a time.
One day.
Be grateful for today, because you don't know what can happen tomorrow. Because in a blink of an eye, which happened to us, our life changed.
Yes.
With the diagnosis. And that's really, I'm more in the present moment and appreciate everything that is coming.
Yes.
My way.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, and that's what I think is very important, and that I share in my book is that gratitude that we want to tap into. The healing that is, you know, how can we heal? I have a whole chapter on the healing process.
Yeah.
Writing the book is healing. I've recently also joined a nonprofit as a chairperson to help other cancer patients who helped me, cancer patients and their caregivers who helped me, called One Tough Cookie. It's called, the organization is called One Tough Cookie. They're located in Connecticut. That's where I'm located. And I'm now involved in this organization. And that's part of me healing, helping others who have been in this space. For me, it's cancer.
Okay.
And so I want to help other parents,
yes,
other cancer patients, somehow through this journey, find some smile, put a smile on their face, something that will bring a smile of hope. You know, there's hope. I do believe in hope. I had hope. I had faith. And it was shattered that day on July 2nd of 2020.
Wow. And you wrapped that right up beautifully. Just, you know, and I want to thank you for, you know, going that deep. For those of you who are interested in purchasing Tina Kadish, this is Coach Tina to me. Because we haven't met in person, but she's been on this show, Speak to Me First podcast show. Folks, check out her book, Pain, From Pain to Peace, a mother's heartbreaking journey through losing a child. And again, from pain to peace. That is it. We all want peace, however way you get it. If you are dealing with grief, we encourage you, both Coach Tina and myself, I'm Coach Toy Johnson Vincent, your no sugarcoating coach. I encourage you, if you have recently lost a child, or even in general, just the loss of a loved one, someone close to you, make sure that if it becomes overwhelming, that you do get help, because neither one of us on this particular podcast today are clinical psychologists or psychiatric care or medical professionals. We're just telling you what we've been through. And both of us, including myself, I really want to be able to talk more about this particular subject. So if there's anyone out there that has a panel, or they're looking for speakers on this particular topic, I'm sure you want to connect with Tina. And Tina, give them your website where they can find you and the book, how to connect with you on social media.
Yes, okay, so my website is lifeisideal.com, all one word. My book, you can get a personalized signed copy on my website. So you can purchase it from my website if you want a signed copy. However, it is available on Amazon, and I will have the link for you, Coach Toy, for the Amazon link. It is available there as well. I can connect with you on Facebook, Tina Kadish. I also have a business page on Facebook, Life is Ideal. I'm on Instagram as well. And LinkedIn, connect with me on LinkedIn as well, Tina Kadish. And my next step is I want to do a virtual summit. So it's interesting you said a panel, speakers, and I think that gathering speakers around this topic, and how can we, resilience is a great topic, absolutely. I'm going to be looking for speakers. I haven't announced yet when, and I'm still working through it, but I see a virtual summit in the horizon. And or maybe one day it could be a conference in person where we can have speakers come in. And I'm very passionate about One Tough Cookie, so it would be donating to that nonprofit, or who knows what else can come up from this. So I just see it bigger than this, because I really want to expand the help. I want resources. I want a community where that we can come together and share this heartbreaking experience in however way we can. And not everybody's going to be ready. That's the thing.
Right.
Not everybody's going to be ready to talk.
That is correct. Not everybody. So if you're listening, and when you listen, it's not if, but it's when, folks.
When.
You've been listening to Coach Tina Kadish, K-A-D-I-S-H. That's how she pronounces it, Kadish. Okay, get that right. She's out there on all her social media platforms, LinkedIn, Facebook, you name it, Instagram. She's there. She has her own website. And again, say that website one more time.
Yes, www.lifeisideal.com.
Right. Hold up that book one more time. You know, I'm always asking. Okay, Tina's got her exercise going, because I keep saying, hold that book up, hold that book up. Yes. And she has a wonderful smile. And people who are listening, thank you so much, Tina. People who are listening to us, they're probably saying, they can't be talking about grief because they're both smiling. Well, let me tell you, at the end of the day, it is your faith primarily and or family that will help bring that smile back. My daughter would want me to smile. She would want her father to smile. All the people that loved your child, all the people that loved my child, they would want smiles. I would imagine, the soul of my daughter would want that smile to go on. The tears will always be a part of us. If you're a mom or a dad and you lost a child, your tears will come. Some days they'll go. Some days they'll hang around a little bit longer. Birth dates, anniversaries, it's out there. But it's a part of you now. And so what will you do? How will you leave a legacy for your child? You know, daughter, son, what have you. How and what will you do to leave that legacy? And it's really important because they're no longer here to speak for themselves. And now we're here that we can go ahead and speak for them in a loving and truthful and loving, dedicated way. And that's really what my hopes are. Even as a speaker, as a coach, I mean, we sit all day. You coach women from corporate to the entrepreneurship journey. And so somewhere along the line, we're trying to say, hey, you know, there's some pain in that, believe it or not. There are people who they suffer a loss of a job. They go through the steps of grief, as Kubler-Ross. If you study Kubler-Ross, you'll know she had a book. This is, you know, years ago. And that it's basically they have five stages of grief. But I remember speaking to you on our last podcast, and you would say, no, there, or before that off camera, there are more than five stages. There are actually more than five stages, and you have to discover them for yourself. Because if you read any book and it tells you five, just imagine there may be six or seven. So you don't always have to go exactly with what someone else says, even a psychiatrist or psychologist, but know your heart, know who you are. As coaches, you and I both, Tina, we really coach people to understand who they really are. Right? How are you going to get something done? How are you going to do it? And it's no different with grief. You need to know who you are first. So if people are saying, well, you shouldn't be crying. Your child has been gone since, you know, 19 something something, and you're still crying, or you're this, or you're down. You know, depression is something that you just don't know. It could be you could be mildly depressed. And that's why I tell people, please, if this has happened to you, don't do like I did. I did absolutely. I said, no, I'm not talking to anybody. I don't need to. But again, I was in my early 20s. So I just thought, well, I have all the resilience. I have my family, close friends, you know, and I'm good. I'm good. Leave me alone. But I realized some of my behavior was not. When you start to isolate yourself, that's an issue. If you, at least for long periods of time, of course you need to be by yourself, and only you know how you feel. So other people around you are just going to say, you know, how can I help you? If you want to help somebody, you know, ask them to just be open and say, look, I know it's the anniversary. I know it's the anniversary of the birth date or the day that the person deceased, especially because it's your child. Just reach out on a phone call, just something, email. We now have text. Back then, we weren't texting and emailing.
I wasn't anyway.
I mean, we were just calling people on the phone. How are you doing? Okay, leave it on a voicemail. Something good can come out of something that seems so devastating to
us. And that's where I look at it. Like, what is my purpose now? And multiple people have said this. My therapist, you know, my Greek counselor, my Bible study. What I'm doing now, I'm living her purpose. I am living her life. So through her and helping others, and perhaps that's what I'm destined to do.
Yes.
You know, now, you know, so I, you know, help people with their careers. Yes, losing their job. I lost my job. I lost a marriage. And now I lost my child. So I've gone through loss multiple times, different types of losses. It's still grief. You're still the losing, and you still have stages. You still got the anger, the sadness, or relief, because I was happy when I got laid off. Different for me than some other people. Even when I got divorced, I was happy. So, but that was me, okay? But so loss is loss. And so I want to really create a legacy. I really want to help others, other moms and dads that have gone through this journey.
Absolutely.
And one final thing is we have two choices. We can either, when you're at a crossroad, we can either take the better road or the bitter. So it's bitter or better. And I took this from someone else who lost a son and a wife in 2 year period.
Wow. Wow.
Okay. And I looked at him and I said, wow. And I lost a daughter, but he lost two in 2 years.
Yes. So.
And so he's taking the better road and I'm taking the better road because I had a choice. I could either commit suicide or live. I chose to live and do something to help others.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Tina. Coach Tina, thank you so much for coming on, returning back to Speak to Me First podcast show. You've been listening to Tina Cadis. She's based out of Connecticut, New England. We do have a connection. Myself and my daughter, we both lived in New England, in the Boston area, all over. I was there for many years, lost my daughter in New England, but, you know, and currently based in the Atlanta, Great Atlanta area. And again, my website, in case you are interested in learning more about me and my stories of resilience, including the loss of my daughter, job loss, you name it. I've seen loss. I've experienced loss. But there is nothing, I repeat, according to psychologists and psychiatrists, medical professionals, the loss of a child is indeed the most traumatic. So again, from Coach Tina and myself, I'm Coach Toy, your no sugarcoating coach. You've been listening to Speak to Me First podcast show. This particular episode will be available on or after June 10th, 2022. And again, make sure you share out the link. If you know someone that is dealing with grief on any level, whether it's the loss of a child or anyone else, make sure that you check in with them. Ask if they need help. A lot of times people do need it, but they won't say a thing. So this is the time, folks. We have to get better with really connecting with one another. And again, my website is TJV. Empowers You, the letter U.com. Again, www.TJV. Empowers You, the letter U.com. I'm on all social media platforms. If you're interested in having me speak, make sure you inbox me on LinkedIn or Facebook. I have a profile as well as a page there. I'm on Instagram as No Sugarcoating Coach. Make sure, again, don't let up. You know, Coach Tina and myself, we want to hear from you. And as Tina said, Coach Tina said, listen, she may actually be doing a summit at some point. And myself, I'm also thinking about getting a panel together because I do believe we need to help one another through this process. And it's men and women because, you know, the child came from both parents. So for the men out there who are suffering and a lot of times won't talk about things, we're going to encourage you as well to join that summit or my panel is whatever you see come out there. Just follow us on the social media platforms. I appreciate everyone who are listening today. And on that note, I'm going to say bye-bye, but only for a short period of time. Coach Tina, I'm going to get right back to you in a minute. So wait, I'll be calling you in a minute, Tina. You know that, right? So we're going to end for now. Again, Speak to Me First podcast show. Please go out, subscribe to my podcast, share the episodes. You won't regret it. I'm your no sugarcoating coach. Bye for now.
Bye, everybody. Thank you so much.